All right, everyone, welcome to our Monday noon call. It's an exciting week. It's end of month week, and we are excited about the call we have lined up today. We are very pleased to have our CEO, Malin Campbell, with us, as well as Terry Kempfert, one of our founding members from the early, early days of Limitless Worldwide. So we are really excited today to be talking about selling product, about moving product, and about how to sell product. So Malin, we appreciate you and Terry doing our call today, and we are really excited to hear your message. We'll turn it over to you, Malin.
All right. Thank you. And for those of you who were on the Saturday call, where Sandy Burgess gave such a great training, if you missed it, we'll get it through compliance and get that posted right away. But I want to point out one thing that she said, because it led perfectly into what we're going to train on today. You know, she talked about how members of her team, Dave and Lynn, are really teaching their people to go get a ton of customers. And that's a little bit different than many of us traditional network marketers who are always trying to sell the dream, sell the money dream. And of course, the dream only becomes true when you have products that you can go gather customers with. But that was such an important message that I thought Sandy made, and I loved how vulnerable she was to say, look, this isn't where I've come from, but I'm realizing in today's world in particular, that's a really powerful place to come from, especially with the products that we have at Limitless. And one of the reasons why I think that's so important is because, guys, the basic building block of our business is to become an executive. And you can, of course, become an executive with your own purchase of a $350 order or 350 PV throughout the month. But you can also become an executive by utilizing all those purchases from your personal customers. And so this becomes a really, really important part of building the business, becoming an exec, and doing it so well that you can teach other people how to do the same. And, of course, we're trying to narrow down because, guys, we have about 22, depending on if you count flavors of different things, but roughly 22, 24 products. That's a lot of products in some people's minds. If you look at companies that are out there in our industry that are billion-dollar companies, they have way more than just 22 products. And when you look at how every single one of our products serves a purpose in helping someone find their Limitless, that's an awesome way to be able to know all of these products. And you should, over time, get to know all of our products, so when someone crosses your path and they mention something, you have an answer for what they've mentioned. But to keep it simple and really boil it down, we've introduced the Find Your Limitless packs: Shape, Reveal, Rock, and Fuel. And really it becomes down to, and the reason we did those four packs is because we know no matter what it is that someone wants in order to quote-unquote find their Limitless, which is going to be different and unique for every single one of us, there is going to be some common things that they need to work on to physically be able to achieve those things, whether it's losing weight, getting more fitness, maybe having more confidence with their looks, you know, with their beauty, and or just overall general health. They're going to fall into one of those four categories 99.9% of the time. There may be that 1% where someone's just perfect, but they're going to fall into one of those things. And so we have made it so simple for you to put people into one of those, and these packages have been built in a way that they will achieve those goals. Now, if they don't want to have that pack, then you've already introduced them to something that you can then downsell, say, well, you should at least start on Thrive, or you should at least start on Skinny Sticks. But you need to get to know every single one of those packs: Shape, Reveal, Rock, and Fuel. Now, we've been covering those regularly, so I'm not going to go into the details of each one of those packs. You should at least by now know what each one of those packs will accomplish. And it's pretty simple. If you just go to the Find Your Limitless section on our shopping cart, download the fact sheets, because they are pretty simple. Even though the campaign is Find Your Limitless, each one of those packs is Shape Your Body, you know, Reveal Your Beauty, Rock Your Workout, Fuel Your Health. It's all in the clues, right? It's all there. So get to know those. Have those on the back of your hand. If you haven't done that yet, then you're not thinking enough about your business. If you're not thinking enough about your business, you're never going to become an executive or help other people. So it's all about what you want. Now, once you boil down to those few things, I want to become an executive, and I'm going to do it through introducing people to the pack, then the next thing you need to become very, very comfortable with is finding out what people want. Now, we introduced the whole Find Your Limitless campaign with kind of a simple question, and you can put it into your own words. I'm going to basically put it in my words, which are, you know, based on where you are today, if you could change one thing about yourself, make one thing happen, what would it be? And of course, they're going to start talking. And here's a principle of truth that I learned from a book that was written in the 50s, okay? And that is, you have to find out what people want. You have to find out what people want. How many times have you heard, in order to get what you want, you have to find out what they want? And so you have to find out what they want. And guess what? If you want people to do something, the only way you're going to get people to do something is you have to find out what they want, and then you have to make them really want it. You have to make them want it. And the best way to do that, if you can help people find out what they want and make them want it, they themselves will move heaven and earth to get it. Sometimes people haven't spent enough time with what they really want. Dreams fade from color to black and white. You know, weight loss becomes so far away they don't think they can do it. Fitness becomes so far away they don't think they can do it. Good health becomes so far away they don't think they can do it. Making money becomes so far away they don't think they can do it. But if you can really make them want it and show them the way, they will move heaven and earth on their own. In other words, you don't have to push a rope. You don't. You can pull the rope by just tickling what they want. Now, how do you find out what they want? You have to ask questions. You have to ask a lot of questions. You have to take an interest in what it is they want and practice that. You know, have you heard the example, practice makes perfect? Well, let's take it one step before then, because you may never become perfect at asking questions or finding what people want. But what I will tell you is, practice makes comfortable. If you're not comfortable asking people questions, then practice it. Ask people a lot of questions. If you're not comfortable tying those questions to selling your product, then just start asking a lot of questions. Take notes. Find out what they want. Maybe what they want is they need some minor thing that you can help them with that has nothing to do with your business. Two things will come out of that. You'll have confidence in asking questions, and they'll have trust that you really have their concerns at heart. So start asking questions. And once you ask a question, like for instance, if you could change one thing about yourself, what would that be? If you could change one thing to say you really have found your limitless, whatever that thing is, what would it be? Whatever their answer is, you have to follow up with one question, and that is why. Because even though they may tell you what they want, you haven't necessarily learned why they want it. And so you have to ask questions. Ask why, and then the most important thing you have to do is listen. And so oftentimes, we're so concerned about how we can make the sale, how we can connect the dots, we forget to listen. And I promise you, if you will listen, you'll be able to find the heartstring, that one little cord that you're going to pluck, and you're going to make them want it and move heaven and earth to get it. So that's a really important lesson for today is, number one, get a ton of customers, because it'll help you become an executive, and do it by introducing the packs. If they fall back out of the pack, that's okay. At least you educate them about the pack. Then ask lots of questions. Find out what they want. Make them want it, because then if you do, they will move heaven and earth on their own to get it. And how do you find that out? Ask questions, ask why, and then flat listen. Now, there's one important thing you need to do on the backside of that, and that is you've got to have confidence. How do you have confidence and belief when you're talking to somebody? Well, first of all, practice makes comfort. But second of all, and I'm going to refer to Sandy Burgess again, because she's our number one proponent of this. All of our leaders are pushing this, is you have to have a story, and you have to share that story. So if you yourself haven't chosen a Find Your Limitless pack, how can you share a story around it? Pick a pack, guys. Pick a pack and get your own story and get really comfortable with that story. Now, it's a process. It doesn't have to be the event. Let's say you want to lose 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds. When you've lost 2 pounds, you have a story. Start telling that story and live limitless. Share those little bits and pieces in social media. Show it with your confidence. Wear a different colored shirt that you wouldn't wear, or if you're working out, show your guns, for crying out loud. You know, tell your story Show the emotion behind that. Be vulnerable. Share your story. And if you don't have a story yet, then find somebody else's story. But your own story is far more powerful, and that's what will give you that confidence and the belief. Because if you took a moment to find out what you wanted and you went after it and you're making heaven and earth move to go get it, then someone else is going to piggyback on that confidence that you have and that belief. So you have to have that layer of enthusiasm. So I've invited Terry Kempfert to join us today because Terry has sold a ton of Find Your Limitless packs. And I know she's done it through some unique principles. So Terry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, thank you.
Okay,
you know,
just make
Terry
sure you can hear me.
Yeah, you can. You're a little soft on my end, but I'm pretty loud right now. So Terry has been with us since the beginning, well, or near the beginning. She's been, we in the very early days, we had a founding members club, and she achieved the requirements to be part of those founding members. And so, Terry, you've been with us a long time, and you've seen how great these products are, how easy it is to get complicated about these products, and also how to really narrow down with these packs. So you're having some great success with the packs. Tell people, what are you doing?
Okay, well, a little bit about my story first. When I first joined Limitless, of course, I got on Thrive HGH immediately, and the weight loss and the skincare and everything. And I had almost forgotten how good I could feel. You know, I was raised three children, and you kind of go through our lives and they get hard and heavy and you just settle. And once I got on these products, what I found was I had my youth back and I felt good. And probably my biggest thing was I dropped about 50 pounds and I kept it off. So that's my story when I'm talking to people. I still have weight to lose, and it's a journey. It's always been a journey, but my big selling point is I've kept it off, because almost everyone you talk to has lost weight, but they are not able to keep it off. So that's where I start, and one thing that I've learned is you need to be out there, whether that's meeting people in person, or I do an awful lot of social media. And when I first started social media, I did all the wrong things. I posted, buy this, here's our special product info, all that stuff, and I was blasting people with that info. And what I learned over the years is tell the stories. Tell the stories, show the results, and show them what lifestyle you have because of what you're doing. And people will become curious. For instance, all you need to do to post for anyone who's middle-aged or over is something about how well do you sleep. And you will get so many people commenting on that. And they're going to watch you. And if you say, boy, I sleep really good, or whether it's your joints don't hurt anymore, or you have more energy. And by posting what you are doing in your life and showing them your lifestyle, they're going, I want what she's got. So, you know, I learned quickly, not quickly, maybe too long, but I learned that to stop doing all the ads and pushing the products, but to find their pain points. What is it that they want? I just had a lady this week that asked what I did, and when I told her, she went to my website and she goes, oh my gosh, I want what you got. So, you know, once they come to you, then the fun begins, because then they want the story you have, they want the results you have, and then you have the chance to educate them. And you start talking about our products and what they've done for you, and you send them a fact sheet. And pretty soon they're going, I want to try this, and I want to try this, and I want to try this. And I always use the question, and Malin said this earlier, if you can improve one thing about yourself, and I, like if I'm texting, I'll say from the list below, what would it be? And I put the four items are shape your body, rock your workout, reveal your beauty, or fuel your health. And they'll go, oh my gosh, I need to lose weight. Well, great. That's the Shape Your Body Pack. And then I have the opportunity to educate them on the three products that are in there. But then I can also talk about some of the additional products that go along with it. Just this morning, I had a lady who about 3 days ago visited me. All she said she could afford at that time was to get on Thrive. So she bought Thrive. And 2 days later, she called me. She goes, okay, I got a little money coming in here. I want the Stride and the Force. So today when she came to pick that up, I had told her about RTA and how at night, like if I'm driving from Minneapolis to Hutchinson, which is about an hour drive, I always drink an RTA because it keeps me alert on that drive. And she says, well, do you have any of that here? And she bought a box of RTA right off me. It's like, once they hear why they need these things or what the pain points are, they want it. And it's so easy to upsell or to do an add-on. So that's the biggest thing I guess I've found is educate, not sell.
Oh, I love that, Terry. And, you know, I've seen you post pictures and ask questions. And have you found that as you've gotten more comfortable with that, does it get easier to ask questions or does it get easier to figure out what people really want?
Much easier. Because one of the things that I think you need to do, and this is hard for people at first, especially if you're somewhat introverted, which I am not, but I know people that are, and they can do this successfully too. You need to get up. You need to put on your makeup. You need to fix your hair. You need to look flawless and take the best picture of yourself that you can. And you get that all over social media, which sounds like, oh my gosh, I don't want pictures of myself. But that's your advertisement. That's your brand. Or I'll post somewhere, I have some bad pictures of myself out there too, but mostly I try to make them look good so that people can see, wow, she looks really young. I get that all the time. You look really young. And I think, you know, that you got to be out there. You have to be out there and you have to look happy and you have to say, hey, I'm at the state fair today or I'm at the lake today. And you're showing a lifestyle, and that's what people are interested. You got to show that you look good, you feel good, and they want what you want. Because people are hurting. People don't have energy. They have belly fat. They talk about belly fat a lot. You talk to any woman over 45, and she's complaining about how her waist has gotten thick. That's an easy one. And you just talk about how Thrive, you know, helps with the belly fat. And people, if they see the pain, they want the products.
Wow. That is so true. And I love that you're kind of talking about the emotions of it all. You know, sharing the emotion, finding that pain point. You know, I remember Liz saying, stick a thumb in their bruise. You know, yep. Do whatever it takes, right?
That's right. Yeah. And sleep is the biggest one. That's the one I laugh at most because people will post without any prompting at all. You're not even talking to them, and they go, oh, my gosh, I was up half the night. I was up from 2 to 5, or I have so much trouble sleeping. They post that all the time. Well, that is your perfect opportunity to start a conversation with them. And, no, you don't say, hey, I got a product that I want to sell you. You say, oh, my gosh, I used to feel like that too. I used to have trouble sleeping. And build that relationship, and once they trust you, and once they see that you're not there just looking to sell a product, then they'll ask you about it. And you got to build that. It's all about relationships, every bit of it.
Yeah, and you can't build a relationship if you're not engaged in it. So very, very true. Well, you know, I just want to kind of close with just a quick summary, and that is, again, if you want to build your business, you've got to get customers. Because customers can turn into distributors, especially when they become passionate and have their own story about what these products have done to change their life. Become an executive, and by doing that, you can, once you know how to become an executive, you can have the confidence to teach somebody else how to become an executive. And all of the rest can fall into place. If you can learn it yourself and teach that one thing, then you can build your limitless business. And then last of all, you know, it's all about the why, guys. our industry, you know, we understand that's a strong principle, the why. You have to have why you're going to do this business. You have to have why you want to change yourself with the products. You have to understand why people want to change that. And so sometimes when something gets overused, you get numb to the principle behind it. But the reality is that is absolutely a true principle. Just kind of like when people say setting goals, you know, if you really want to achieve a goal, you have to write it down. And yet, whatever that Harvard study was that has been debunked or not debunked on the internet, the principle is, you know, 4% of the people who, you know, they wrote their goals down, they read them every day, and they were the ones that exponentially had greater success in their life. So don't take the things that are common principles and diff on them. Take advantage of what those principles really are. And I want to close with one thing. For those of you who haven't followed Steve on his Twitter account, I'm going to give you his handle. It's at Soupy Steve and the number one, Soupy Steve One. He posted over the weekend, or he reposted, he shared a video, and it was the emotions behind individuals who got their hearing back for the first time. Now, this was through scientific technology. And, you know, to get people to take action, to take advantage of the science that was behind it, they could have talked about the new technology. They could have talked about the statistics behind it. They could have talked about all of that. But I will tell you, if you know someone who has a hearing issue and you watch that video one time, you will move heaven and earth to get them to see what these people experienced. Sharing the emotion is everything. And that is what true enthusiasm is. True enthusiasm, guys, is being able to act as if you have no limits. That's what true enthusiasm is. When people feel your genuine enthusiasm and your true emotion behind this, that becomes incredible. When you can share the emotion, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we had Wendy on giving her testimonial about her weight loss and her story. And every one of us got choked up as we heard her story and the emotion behind it. And those are the stories that really help people, that because then they can align with what they want. If what they want has become numb to them, then help them experience what it is they want, because then they will move heaven and earth to get it. And Terry, we so appreciate you joining us today and sharing those stories and putting yourself out there. I know you have vulnerably put yourself out there, and you've tried things and continue to try things until you have found things that work. And we so appreciate you sharing that with us. Any last words or piece of advice for someone who's out there right now, brand new or recommitting as we come into the best building months of the year to build? Any last words of advice?
Well, I guess the thing you need to be doing and allowing people to see you is living your life. You got to be out there enjoying, and you have to have people wanting what you have. And I think we have a great company, and we have a good lifestyle because of it, and people will want what you have. So get yourself out there and be willing to share.
And find your limitless, baby. Find your limitless.
And find your limitless.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us on the call today. Be sure to join us on the broadcast tomorrow. Pam Hanks will be our starlight on the broadcast tomorrow. This coming Saturday, we will not hold a call, or the following Monday. It's Labor Day weekend. Go spend the time with your families and everybody you come in contact with. Ask those questions. Find out their why. You'll be amazed at how easy the path is to help them find their limitless. With that, Ellen, let's go ahead and take it off mute. Thanks so much for joining us today. Have a great day and find your limitless.